Books on Tape presents A Patent Lie by Paul Goldstein. Read by Paul Michael. Chapter 1. The last time Michael Seeley saw his brother, it was in a hotel kitchen in San Francisco, and Leonard was arguing with the hotel's catering manager over the bill for his wedding reception. Workers were cleaning up, and the pulsing bass from the dance band in the next room echoed over the clatter of silverware. Seeley had to catch the red eye back to New York City, but the caterer was implacable, and Leonard wouldn't let up, even when Seeley signaled that he was going to leave. Only after Seeley started out the door did Leonard stop, flinging his arms open to pull him into an awkward embrace. "Let's stop being strangers, Mike." Leonard's breath tickled his ear. Seeley broke away without answering. He loved his younger brother in the sense that he cared about his well-being, but he neither liked nor trusted him. In the 9 years since the wedding, Leonard had called 3 or 4 times and sent his annual Christmas card. There was a printed announcement when he moved his medical practice from Palo Alto to San Francisco, and another last year when he took a job as chief medical officer at a biotech company in South San Francisco. The announcement, mailed to Seeley in Manhattan, caught up with him in Buffalo, where he had moved his law practice. His first job out of law school had been in Buffalo. However, this time he was practicing not in the city's largest firm, but by himself, and not in a steel and glass office tower, but in a small office in the Ellicott Square building, an ancient pile of bricks in the center of the city's half-deserted downtown. Seeley's feet were up on a corner of his desk. Behind him, the single window looked out onto Swan.